This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is warning there could be more attacks like the suicide bombings that killed more than 100 people near the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan yesterday. 13 U.S. troops died, at least 95 Afghans. President Biden's promising to punish those who did this.
We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Biden calls it a terrorist attack by the group ISIS-K.
We will not let them stop our mission. We will continue the evacuation.
Saying even after U.S. troops leave at the end of the month, there will still be evacuations for Americans. He says there's no evidence at this time that shows the Taliban was involved and that these bombings will be avenged.
We will respond with force and precision at our time.
Critics have blamed Biden for the evacuations coming late and turning chaotic and deadly. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This morning, the U.S. is resuming evacuation flights from Kabul. The anxious crowd outside the airport is as large as ever. One man telling us he, his wife, and their three small children are trying to get out of Afghanistan because after yesterday's attacks, they're afraid there will be more trouble. A hurricane watch is in effect for New Orleans. Louisiana's declared an emergency because of Tropical Storm Ida. Ida could be near major hurricane strength by the time it reaches the northern Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg.
This does put areas, especially like Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, under the gun of possible impacts in a few days.
The Supreme Court will let evictions resume across the country, blocking the Biden administration from enforcing a temporary ban. It was put into place because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is AP News. When the man who killed Robert F. Kennedy goes before a parole hearing today, the DA won't be there to challenge his release.
Sirhan Sirhan, who was convicted of the 1968 assassination of U.S. Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy, goes before a two-person panel of the California Parole Board Friday. It will be the 16th parole hearing for Sirhan, but for the first time, no prosecutor will be there to argue for his continued incarceration. Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, who took office last year, is sticking to his policy that prosecutors have no role at parole hearings. The last parole hearing for the 77-year-old Sirhan was in 2016. Commissioners concluded Sirhan did not show adequate remorse or understanding of the enormity of his crime. I'm Mike Gracia.
Stocks were down yesterday. The Dow dropped 192 points. The S&P down 26. The Nasdaq down 96. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.